After my homily on Palm Sunday about the newly ordained priest who printed on his ordination holy card the phrase from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 19, verse 34, which says, "The Master has need of it," people have been asking me what I put on my own ordination holy card now almost 28 years ago. As WCCO4 News would say, good question. My ordination holy card has on it an image of the crucifixion painted by Blessed Fra Angelico, the famous Italian painter and Dominican friar who died in Rome in the year 1455. It's a simple painting. The original work is at the Dominican Friary of San Marco in Florence. In this simple image, Jesus is hanging on the cross, and on his right is Mary, his mother, and his beloved disciple, St. John, is on his left. It's just like our Omer Ammergau crucifix hanging in the sanctuary. Mary is on Jesus' right. John is on his left. It's just like our 12th station of the cross. Mary is on Jesus' right, and John is on Jesus' left. Now, the scripture quote on the back of my rookie card is taken from today's Passion Gospel, John's Gospel, chapter 19, verses 26 and 27. Jesus says to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." And then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." Only St. John the Evangelist tells us that he and the Blessed Virgin Mary, along with Mary Magdalene and Mary the wife of Clopas, stay by the cross of Jesus for better or for worse, in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health. They remain faithful to the end and stay with Jesus in his suffering, in his darkest hour. "To whom shall we go?" St. Peter says. Where else can we go on this Good Friday? We stay close to Jesus on the cross. We stay close to Mary and to John. As we sing in the Stabat Mater that we prayed so often in the Stations of the Cross this Lent, "By the cross, with you to stay, there with you to weep and pray, this I ask of you to give." Where else can we go on this Good Friday? We stay with Jesus at the foot of the cross, with Mary and St. John. The perfect holy card for a priest, I think. That's what a priest is supposed to do. He's supposed to stay with Jesus at Mount Calvary. Every single day, I offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass, which makes present the sacrifice of Jesus on Mount Calvary. Last night was my, in almost 28 years, I've offered Mass as of last night, 13,404 times. I keep track. 13,404 times have I offered the holy sacrifice of the Mass. I want to stay close to Jesus on Mount Calvary. By the time that Jesus dies on the cross, St. Joseph has already died, and of course we know and believe that Jesus has no other siblings. And so since Jesus is the only son of a widowed mother, there's no one else to care for Mary. And so Jesus, in his dying breaths, entrusts his mother to St. John the Apostle, his beloved disciple. "Woman, behold your son. Behold your mother." You see, St. John is not just an individual disciple. He's an icon of every disciple whom Jesus loves, It's especially true for a priest because John is just a brand new, newly ordained priest by the time he stands with Jesus on Mount Calvary. And so what does he receive as an ordination present? The Blessed Mother. His ordination present is Mary. And so Jesus says to the newly ordained priest, to John, he says, stay close to Mary, stay close to my mother. And he says to his mom, watch over your priest, watch over all priests and intercede for them. Isn't this beautiful? Last night in the upper room, Jesus, in his great love for us, gave us the ministerial priesthood. He instituted the ministerial priesthood, and he gave us his own body and blood so that he could be with us, in us, always. And now, on Good Friday, he gives us another present. His mother. Every one of us is a disciple whom Jesus loves. And so he says to us on this Good Friday, Mom, Mamma Mia, please watch over my beloved disciple. And then he says to his disciples, please stay close to my mom. Please stay close to Mary. There is one more quotation that I put on the back of my ordination card. One more quotation. It says, conform your life to the mystery of the cross. It's a quotation from the ordination ritual. On the day of his ordination to the priesthood, the bishop hands the chalice and the paten to the man he has just ordained, and he says, understand what you do, imitate what you celebrate, conform your life to the mystery of the Lord's cross. Conform your life to the mystery of the Lord's cross. Form, shape your life like a potter shapes an earthen vessel on a potter's wheel and moves the clay with his hands any way he or she wants it. Form your life, shape your life. The former translation says, model your life on the mystery of the Lord's cross. That's why we're here today on this Good Friday. That's why we're here. We're here to conform our lives, to shape our lives on the mystery of the Lord's cross. How do we do that? By denying ourselves, taking up our crosses daily, and following after Jesus, uniting our sufferings to the sufferings of Jesus on the cross. How do we do that? By lots of small, little, tiny deaths to self and to what I want, so that we can rise with Jesus to new life on Easter Sunday. On this Good Friday, stay close to Mary and conform your life to the mystery of the Lord's cross. Amen.